Under the coalition agreement, Democratic Alliance officials will occupy senior positions in government, including in President Cyril Ramaphosa's new cabinet, which he'll announce on Wednesday. The DA saved Ramaphosa's job on Friday, when its members of parliament united with those of the ANC to elect him to a second term. The two parties have been political opponents for decades, with the DA often laying criminal charges against ANC officials for alleged corruption and criticizing the government's close relations with China, Russia, and Iran. But both sides say the basis of their agreement is shared respect for South Africa's constitution. The ANC and DA united to keep the country's most leftist parties, Umkhonto weSizwe and the Economic Freedom Fighters, out of government. A further sign of cooperation between the two came when ANC lawmakers voted for a DA member to become Deputy Speaker of Parliament.
Obviously, it's a great honour and privilege to be part of history. I'm really grateful for that because you do have people who have placed their trust in you. But I'm also quite aware of the responsibility that comes with it.
64-year-old Annelie Lotriet is the first white Afrikaner to hold such a senior parliamentary post since apartheid. Lotriet tells VOA she'll play a lead role in ensuring parliament runs smoothly, exercising oversight of meetings together with the speaker, the ANC's Toko Dediza.
Getting together with people that you've always contested against, campaigned against, that's the reality that we now have to face, and I think it will all depend on the kind of maturity that we approach this whole process with. We have the same end goal, and that is to make a better South Africa and to improve the lives of all South Africans. And with that, there's no difference between us.
But many ANC members aren't happy with Lotriet's appointment. They accuse her party of racism, saying it aims to preserve privileges enjoyed by South Africa's white minority. Lotriet's response is that the DA wouldn't have received 22% in the recent election if black people didn't vote for it. She also points to the DA's good record of delivering services to the poor in Western Cape Province, where it's governed since 2009. Political analyst Kholela Manqu says Lotriet's position in parliament symbolizes a new political era in South Africa.
There's this canard that is being thrown around all the time, you know, that the DA is going to bring us back to apartheid. I mean, come on. The white people are just like so numerically small. This antipathy is downright destructive. Nelson Mandela once said that, you know, hate blinds leaders from the strategic decisions that have to be made. And if we can, as a society, get to that place where we look at things strategically, it can only bode well for the country.
Some political analysts say Lotriet's appointment shows South Africa's unity government is off to exactly that strategic start. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.